You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It's Thursday, which means we're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. Brian's joined us. Jordan, the intern, is joined us as well. Still wearing his Pels shirt and hat from yesterday's announcement and show over at the Pelicans facility. Had a lot of fun with that, of course. We started out talking a little bit about some of those news items and tidbits. And transition a little bit over to the Saints. Coming up in a little bit, Coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave is going to join us. They're holding a camp tomorrow. And I want to help them get out the info. And it's basically all anybody and everybody that Tulane's, you know, has any NFL and stuff, they're going to be putting on a little camp. So I want to get that info out to kids out there to go out and have a good time and go do that as well. You see, Brian, I'm always here to help the children.
Oh, yeah, that's love the kids.
I do. What are you shaking your head for over there?
You don't care about me, and I'm basically a child.
Sarah, you definitely are.
Walked right into that one.
Yeah, there's walking into ammo, and then there's Jordan. He just pulled the pin and said, what does this do?
Yeah, just.
That's all he did. He pulled the pin and said, what does this do? Yeah. As everyone's running away from him.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. There's
no hate. We'll just leave it at that. All right, Jordan, I asked that question at the top of the hour or at the end of the last hour. Most important Saints player on the roster right now?
I'm going to go with Brian on this one. I'm going to say Cam Jordan.
You're going with Cam Jordan?
I'm going with Cam Jordan. Just because what he brings to the community and what he brings to on the field defensively.
Okay.
And just, you know, hyping everybody up on that defensive line, getting everybody, you know, hyped for the season and ready for the season.
All right. I'll give you mine here coming up right after we speak with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. Coach, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Talk a little football as well. On the professional side, tomorrow, though, you guys have a little camp. I wanted to give you an opportunity to pass along some of that info. What's going on over there, Yeoman?
Well, I appreciate you letting me have this platform. We've got a bunch of kids already signed up. It's for youngsters, fourth grade through eighth grade. We're going to have it here at Yeoman Stadium. So we check in at the Wilson Center between 5 and 5:30. We'll start right at 6 o'clock. I've got almost every current pro from Tulane playing the NFL right now that's going to be here for the camp, along with our current players. Dontrell Hilliard and Donnie Lewis from the Cleveland Browns will be here. Ryan Griffin, the Tampa Bay Bucks, used to be at the Saints a few years back. Old Perry Nickerson from the Jets. Matter of fact, Perry's going to have his own camp for high school age kids Saturday and Sunday over his alma mater, West Jeff. Rob Kelly, I know, is going to be over. I'm going to be missing a few guys, but it's going to be a great event. And, free, no charge at all. And would love to get as many kids here as we possibly can. And all the Green Wave players will be there too to help out.
Coach, you named some names that are obviously pretty impressive here in the NFL and have really come over just the last couple of years here as well. The ability to be able to have those guys come back and not only meet with your current players, but be able to give the kids, like you're saying, fourth to eighth grade in a free camp, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. And there are a lot of these guys are local guys, too. You know, Tanzel Smart from the Los Angeles Rams played over at Baton Rouge at Scotlandville, and same high school as Dontrell went to. And then Rod Teamer and Brother Martin will be over here to participate in the camp. He's with the Los Angeles Chargers. And a big offensive lineman who played for us last year, John LeClue. He's with the Denver Broncos. I'm hoping Charles Jones, a St. Aug product, he's with the Jacksonville Jaguars, is going to be able to make it. And Lorenzo Doss is going to be here for sure, too. He's another St. Aug guy, plays corner with the Carolina Panthers. But I think it's neat to have these guys back on campus. We really embrace all former lettermen that played at Tulane and had a lot of those guys come through almost on a daily basis. And, you know, we're not just going to, you know, have fun at the camp. We're also going to try to teach these kids, you know, the proper way to play football. You know, in my opinion, the greatest game known to mankind. It's something we want to continue to build upon and keep it a strong game. And you know, I think the kids will learn something they'll be able to take back with them.
Coach, well, when you have that age group, is there a reason specifically you like that fourth grade to eighth grade and not high school in particular? You wanted to do something right before kids get to high school. What can you do in terms of helping kids kind of develop going into high school football, I guess?
Well, one of the reasons we have to do it this way is this is a dead period for the NCAA, so I can't work with high school kids right now. And
gotcha.
Number two, New Orleans has got such a strong park league. A football situation. I mean, probably as good as any park league in the nation. You know, I've been a lot of different places and I've been very impressed. And a lot of these kids, they identify with where they play park football at. You know, you listen to some of our players from, you know, the New Orleans area and they always are talking about, you know, I played against him in park league or this guy or that guy. So they're very proud of that. And, you know, one of the things we're going to work on is just tackling. You know, that's a big thing nowadays. And, you know, keeping your head out of contact, the proper way to do it. And we feel like we've got a great handle on that here at Tulane. And that would be one of the skills that will help to develop with these youngsters tomorrow evening.
Speaking with head coach Willie Fritz, final question for you. You know, you mentioned a lot of the names of the guys coming in that are in the NFL to be helping out, and obviously your current players here as well. Along those lines, do you see sending another few guys into the league next year with the roster that you got going into this season?
Yeah, I really do. I think we've got, you know, quite a few seniors that have got an opportunity to be able to play at that next level. I really do. I hate not to mention a guy because that's a goal of a lot of our guys. We talk about having a parallel plan and doing a great job. If you want to strive to have that as a goal, playing in the NFL, that's fantastic. But also, what else are you going to do at this great degree that you get from Tulane? One of the other things I want to mention, all these guys that are coming back from the NFL, all these guys got their degree year from Tulane as well, which I think is unique. A lot of guys get in the NFL. They leave without their degree. These guys all have their degree, so that's you know, kudos to all those guys taking care of business when they're at Tulane. But yeah, we feel like we've got quite a few guys that are going to have a chance to get looked at, get into camps, and make NFL teams. And, you know, we want to do that every year. We're hoping we're able to put three or five guys in the NFL every year. That'd be great for our program and the guys that come through it.
Head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave, a free NFL Wave kids camp being held over at Yulman Stadium. It's tomorrow, 4th to 8th grade. Free snowballs, Jordan the intern, and autographs afterwards. Look, did you see his face all of a sudden? You got all excited about snowballs. What's your favorite snowball, Jordan?
I'd have to say my favorite snowball would be kiwi.
Kiwi?
Kiwi. Stuffed with vanilla ice cream. It's actually really good.
Coach, have you ever had a kiwi snowball?
It sounds a little weird, but it's really good.
I'm relatively new to New Orleans. I've never heard that one.
No, look, I've lived here my whole life. I've never had a kiwi snowball, Coach.
You haven't lived.
I don't know. That's the problem when I open up his mic. Coach, thank you so much. We'll appreciate it. It's real easy. Get out there 5 to 5:30 to register. 6 o'clock is when Coach is going to blow the whistle. And a little free camp and a free activity on a Friday night for folks to come out there. And the kids can get some free snowballs and autographs with some players that are currently in the NFL and some players that are currently on a college football roster. Thanks, Coach, for a little bit of your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Roll Wave.
There he goes, head coach Willie Fritz. That's nice, right? Free activity. Free's always good.
Absolutely. I haven't heard anything since snowball.
Okay. Have you ever had a kiwi snowball?
No, but I've seen it before.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Where did you get kiwi from, Jordan? Like, what made you think that you wanted to try a kiwi?
I don't know. It's just like
I'm trying to think the last time I even had a kiwi fruit.
I'm really in the mood for kiwi.
Uh-huh.
And
you're in the mood for kiwi?
Wow. Jason just gave me the number one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's
probably eat kiwi snowballs.
It's probably because you decided that you wanted a kiwi snowball. I'm just baffled right now. I need to know. 800-998-1003 or Twitter at ESPN Radio. No less. Anybody ever had a kiwi snowball?
It was on the menu at
like where?
Everywhere.
Where?
It's on the Best Bank at a couple of locations.
Really?
It's on the North Shore.
Just
Chilling. On the North Shore.
Just chilling.
Their ice.
Ice is different?
No, it's amazing.
Really?
It's so soft.
What makes a good snowball? The syrup or the ice, Brian?
Both.
It's a combination.
A combination?
It has to be a beautiful blend. And some people like to put a little condensed milk in there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're out of time.
Can I have condensed milk with
what's
kiwi?
Your snowball? What's your go-to snowball?
All of them.
All of them?
I like to celebrate the entire catalog.
Like right now. Right now, the snowball maker is right in front of us. What are you selecting?
Whatever's there.
Whatever's
there. Brian's getting the rainbow flavor because he likes it all.
You know what's that, the Long Island iced tea? Oh. Give me the Long Island iced tea of snowballs.
Really?
Just give me everything.
Just put it all in there.
Everything.
Okay.
No
like
preference.
A little bubble gum, a little pina colada.
Of course.
You would.
Yeah,
you would.
It's good stuff.
Typical.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
What do you mean topical? What does typical mean?
You're just average.
You went with kiwi.
No,
I don't know
anyone
who's had
kiwi. That's not
kiwi.
Average.
Exotic.
It's exotic.
Oh, yeah.
You're going with the
sounds
regular,
sexy.
You're going with the tiger blood.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, man.
Bubble gum.
Anyway. 800-998-1003. What are you grinning about? The both of y'all.
Snowball talk, man.
You've never, ever had a kiwi snowball.
You don't have to.
You know what? I'm going to get a kiwi snowball today.
It'll change your life.
I'm going to tweet it. Once I get it, I'm going to tweet it out.
Okay. I would like to see that happen because I don't.
I might go get one after the show now that you say it, Brian.
Why not?
Take the quick break. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metro, where we come back. What did Teddy Bridgewater tell CBSSports.com as to why he decided to come in and I guess sit behind Drew Brees again and not go for a starting role?
I got a couple of reasons why I think he did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hear from that when we come back next. It's Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Excuse me. I know you have a 9 o'clock, so I'll keep this short. I'm the business suit in the back of your closet. You wore me nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada. Nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me, and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume, and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. It is our number two. So 800-998-1003. We'll just talk a little bit about Michael Thomas, and we kind of just got, I just threw it out there. I mean, who is the most important player? And I think what's interesting is this, Brian. We're seeing on social media, and also some people are texting me. They're giving me reasons for players, not necessarily based on football. Mm-hmm. A lot of Cam Jordan, and then it's like, comma, everything he's doing in the community. And yeah, it's something along the lines of what you've been saying the last several weeks about the face of the franchise. Is that something that he can do? Is that who he is? And that you're seeing that. Thomas Morstead's another name I'm seeing right now pop up on my laptop of a lot of people doing that. So, pretty interesting. As Jordan the intern will have some NBA breaking news here in a quick sec, but I'm not saying it's surprising, but it is cool to see that people are saying why they're going with Cam Jordan and stuff, but it's based really not just on football.
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, you know, I believe it was Greek Fest that just passed and Cam was all over there. He was at the Pelican celebration for Zion, you know, the draft party that came up that you guys were hosting over there at Fulton. So, I mean, he's everywhere. He's active. I mean, there's not a situation that goes down that Cam Jordan isn't involved in. When you're talking about locally, he's definitely a spokesman for not only the Saints, but the Pelicans as well. I saw Cam Jordan, Jermon Bushrod, and other guys from the Saints trying to recruit guys to come down and play with the Pelicans. So if you just look at, you know, his commitment, it's all over the place, man. I love what Cam does off the field, but on the field, he's an absolute beast.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to, too, what how you define important.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that also plays a role.
Well, Anthony Davis is just taking this money and putting it in a fire pit. Because
why you say that?
Because Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted out, Anthony Davis is waiving his $4 million trade kicker.
What a great guy.
He's also actively recruiting, in case you haven't seen that.
What are you talking
about? So he lost $90 million.
Yeah.
Now he's
so
willing to give $4 million.
Well, it's another four because it's all about winning.
Just grab,
though.
Made that up in the chip endorsement.
Exactly. Ruffles pay a debt.
Yeah.
I saw tweets on that where people were going, well, I guess the endorsement deal is roughly about $4.1 million.
Yeah. But, you know, you could have had $8 million if you look at it.
No, Jordan's about winning.
About
who's
winning.
He recruiting?
Who can you call, but I mean, if Anthony Davis allegedly, according to the same guys.
Uh-huh. Who can you call the boogie monster?
He's actively recruiting. I'll find the tweet for you in a second. He's actively recruiting guys. He's making the phone calls.
He is himself,
yeah.
Huh? Come play with me.
Yeah, let's go.
LA.
Why not?
He might grab Julius Randle again.
Is that the tagline or just the pitch? So why should I go there, Eddie? LA. I mean, that's what Rich Paul said. It's LA.
LA.
He'll pay him in chips, whatever.
Well, I'm just, ooh.
Pay him in chips. Come. You know what? That's his new slogan.
What's that?
Come get your chips.
Come get your chips.
There you go.
There chips. We go.
Come get your chips.
But not championships. No, it's just regular Ruffles
right.
chips.
Come get your chips.
Come
but
get
they
your
have
chips.
To be Ruffle chips.
Yeah, no have, question.
It's just chips like that you eat.
Okay. I got it. By the way, the CBSSports.com article is Luke Johnson's NOLA.com's article that he was talking about. Saying the last day of mini camp, you look at Teddy Bridgewater and what?
More breaking news from Woj. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. It's a Woj bomb. Is it a Woj bomb?
This is definitely going to help out. There's a reason why Anthony Davis waived his no trade clause, because the Lakers have found a trade partner. They're trading Mo Wagner, Isaac Boga, and Jermerio Jones to the Washington Wizards. The Lakers now have enough space for another max player.
I don't even know those players that you just said the Lakers
you don't need
traded
to know
to Washington. It is.
All you need to know is the Lakers now have only three players on the contract.
There it is.
There you go.
Three players.
That's it.
It's all about winning, baby.
That's it.
Okay, but here's the thing.
2 years.
You keep saying it's about the max player they're trying to get.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be on that team?
Well, they'll have the mid-level exception. I mean, they're pretty sure they can sign somebody for that. And that's because that's the biannual
exception.
We're
now at five.
Yeah, five. No bench needed.
No bench.
Just going to play them the entire game. 48 minutes of hell, baby.
Yep, the Lakers now have $32 million in cap space.
There they go, $32 million, all because of AD. What a guy.
He's the man.
Huh, isn't he? What a guy.
Just saying. All for the team, baby.
Okay, so who is it?
Nobody.
Who's the max player?
Probably J.J. Redick.
No, he's not a max player.
They're going to try for Kyrie. I mean,
it makes sense,
they're going to try
right?
for Kyrie, and they're going to try for Kawhi. They're going to try for him.
Going to fail with both.
I think so.
Jason's face just now. There's no – okay, here's my thing. Personality-wise, do you think – wait, why are you praying?
Why
you want
praying?
Kawhi to the Lakers? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't think he's going to get along. I think that's going to be the thing, right? I mean, how do you see Kawhi meshing with L.A.? Do you see that happening?
No.
How about you said just a couple weeks ago, he's like, oh, Kawhi will deal with anything. Didn't he say that, Brian?
I don't remember saying that.
You typically do say stuff and then you contradict yourself later.
Yeah, he said it's Kawhi. He doesn't care. He's quiet. He's not going to care.
I do think
that's not what I said at all.
Yeah, you
did. That doesn't even remotely sound like something I would say.
That's what
you
said.
Like what you said.
I think if the Lakers are going to round out their roster, I think that you'll see a guy like Patrick Beverley get signed. I think that's going to be a guy that they're going to look at. They're probably going to try to find some shooting. J.J. Redick, somebody of that nature, maybe even a younger guy. They also said they're going to get J.R. Smith, as if that's going to be – oh, my goodness, as if that's going to be great. J.R. Smith. So I think that's a move that they're looking
at. J.R., huh?
Yeah. Another you know, LeBron.
Well, you know what you saw this morning, huh?
What's that?
Carmelo.
Yep, another guy that, you know, please. I want the Lakers to add as many stars. Mood.
Jason Giles is on his knees.
That is my
looking
mood.
Looking straight up and watch the Lakers in blue. I'll tell you what, Melo, Kyrie, AD, and LeBron.
I think the Beamer has it correct, man. I think the only people that the Lakers are going to be able to sign is the Toon Squad from Space Jam 2.
The Toon Squad.
That's pretty much all they got left.
What a guy, AD. What a guy. I mean, he really is. I'm super happy with him, you know? Anyway.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater.
We're trying to get there.
Teddy Bridgewater. Essentially, Teddy Bridgewater is saying, look, it's the best opportunity for him to grow as a player. And, you know, when you take a look at all of the little practices that you got a chance to see with him working with the ones, everything. And I'm just judging by your facial reaction. Do you not think he's the guy after? Do you not think he's the guy after?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, but I don't, you know, the chance to grow as a player. Yeah, you take that with a grain of salt. You know why Teddy Bridgewater came back?
I'm not laughing at you.
Oh, I know what you're laughing at. I saw it. That's why I turned my head because I don't want to laugh while I'm saying this.
SB Nation. Go ahead, Jordan. It's a graphic that shows the starting lineup for your Los Angeles Lakers.
This is SB Nation just tweeted out. The starting lineup for the Lakers. Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, LeBron James. I don't know, with a image not available,
right.
And then an olive.
An olive.
And there's an olive
but the
dribbling.
Olive, the olive has a basketball.
The olive dribbling a basketball
and he has
with
a headband. That's a good looking olive.
He has some pants, too.
He's got long shorts. An olive.
I mean, they're not lying.
That's hilarious.
But an olive. I like olive.
That's legit their
green
team.
Olive.
That's legit their team right now.
That's their team.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna you know, sit comfortably where I'm at. I'm gonna say 2 years at the most.
Here's what's gonna happen.
Why do I find an olive funny right now?
LeBron's gonna leave in 2 years. Anthony
where is
Davis,
he going?
I mean, he's gonna retire.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, his contract is up. He's gonna
resign.
He's gonna
resign.
He's not going back.
He's got to be there to help AD.
He's gonna make a Space Jam 3.
No, I think if anything,
yeah, right. You got to stick around for Space Jam 3.
I think if anything, LeBron's gonna go whatever team drafts his son. I think that's gonna be a cool thing for him. Mm-hmm. I think that he's gonna leave the Lakers in a couple years. I think Anthony Davis is also going to leave, and he's going to sign one of those 2+1 contracts with another team 2 years from now because the Lakers are gonna be horrible.
Mr. Dwight Howard.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think that's when the Pelicans will kick in and enjoy some of the Lakers.
Wait a minute. I thought AD's all L.A. now.
No.
Mr. L.A., he's not going anywhere.
You serious?
The olive's going to go to Orlando.
Dingo.
The Olive.
Yeah.
The Olive's going to sign the 2-1-2?
Yeah. Of course he is.
He's going to go into greener pastures.
What's the Olive's name? You got to retweet that picture.
Ollie the Olive.
Ollie the Olive?
Yeah, that's
I thought his name was Mike Martini.
Ooh.
Thank
ladies
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Brian and Ola East.
Brian's been saving that Olive.
Mike
I've been holding that one in the chamber.
Mike Martini the Olive is the newest member of Los Angeles Lakers. I need names for the Olive.
Well, I have Ollie, and then Brian's takes the cake.
I like the IDK. I don't know.
With the image not available.
That is hilarious.
They have three players on the roster right now.
The Olive's just amazing. The picture of that Olive.
It is funny. I mean, again, though, there's a lot of confidence that they'll be able to. At this point, there's no way you can get a good bench, right? If they're going for a max player.
I want to see what max player is going to sign there. Like, that's what I need to know. You can try for Kyrie, but he's already going to Brooklyn. Or, you know, the reports have him going to Brooklyn.
Right.
Kemba Walker looked like he's going to Boston.
I was
going to
ask you that. Does he not resign at Charlotte?
He's done.
He's not going to win there.
No, it's not just about winning. The Charlotte Hornets basically gypped them about $80
million. Oh,
really? I don't understand why he would go to the Celtics, though.
I think because he has an opportunity to kind of fill in what Kyrie couldn't in as an opening point guard spot. Marcus Smart is not your starter. He's a bench guy. And Kyrie's going, and Terry Rozier wants no part of the Celtics. So it's a good fit if you want to win. And I think for Kemba Walker, he's been in the shadows in Charlotte for the longest.
I agree.
It's time to get some stardom.
Plus up there in the upper northeast, you know, coming from UConn. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't know where the
we
Lakers
actually might be seeing an actual Olive. In the starting five, just an Olive on the court.
I don't know what's made my day more, seeing a graphic of an Olive with a basketball and headband.
It's like that's Olive, Blue Ollie the Olive.
Yeah, or Brian actually naming him Mike Martini.
Mike Martini. Mark Martini.
Hey, but what a nice guy, AD, huh? Giving up his $4 million.
Yeah, just
well, again, the Ruffles deal took care of that.
He legit just burned $4 million.
It's about winning, Jordan.
He gave away $4 million.
Well, Mike the Martini.
Look, man, Martinis don't come cheap in L.A. Man.
Olives themselves don't come cheap.
I just love it's an Olive. I don't know why I can't get over it's an Olive.
Because it's just so random. Like, why an Olive?
Oh man, that's great.
800-998-1003. I see the coach of your New Orleans gestures has arrived, sitting at the bar. Don't cut another finger. This time here over at Vinny's, 32-17 Ridgelake. We'll talk a little soccer with him when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans, your new home for Pelicans basketball.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
You love your backyard and the outdoors. Insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any three for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores, while supplies last. See store for details.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Visit the Home Depot to see and feel the new decking color for yourself. Trex Enhanced Naturals in Coastal Bluff.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, I like this, Coach. This might need to be our music that we need. Joey, go ahead and send me this. Because the No Name podcast in which we talk soccer.
With a little bit of soccer.
We need a little music, yeah. I like
No
this.
Name, but a little bit of music and a little bit of soccer.
Is this your favorite chant in soccer? Ole,
no.
Ole? No?
No.
What's your favorite chant?
I can't say it, I can't say it over the air.
Oh, boy.
I'll be red carded.
Okay. Is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Coach, let's talk a little soccer. Men taking on Panama yesterday in Gold Cup play. Not a knockout game. They already both have advanced. They might actually face each other if each team wins over the weekend. Yeah. U.S. will play again on Sunday. 1-0, they win, and the goal coming late in the second half, a bicycle kick by Jozy Altidore.
Yeah.
The overall thoughts on a game?
No, I'm glad they won. As I said, you know, following up on what we spoke about the last time, is keeping the pressure off of the coach and the players and allowing them to buy into his system. It's important that they win games or they come under pressure from the media, and it changes things psychologically, and they're so new to what they're trying to accomplish. You know, we're all focused on the World Cup, as we always talk about, in 3 years' time, but the Gold Cup's important to them. So I think the players are starting to buy in. Obviously, that's not the starting. I mean, if they play Panama in the semifinal, I don't see that being the same team. I think they'll bring back in the big guns.
Right, Pulisic didn't come in until the last 10 minutes of the game. And
yeah. But in a bigger picture, look, you want to start putting yourself back on top of the region, which we call CONCACAF, right? Mm-hmm. And they're winning games, and they're beating teams from this region. Now, the big test is going to come when they hopefully play Mexico in the final, because I think Mexico will get there. And that's when you're going to see where we have come from, the dismal position we were in when they got knocked out of the World Cup, about 15, 16 months ago. Mm-hmm. We were definitely in the toilet a little bit right there. And I think they've come around now. And as I say, like the result is important for the team to buy in to what the coach is trying to accomplish. It looks like they're doing that. You know, he's rotating players, so he's looking at the strength of the squad overall, I suppose. If you get injuries, red cards, suspensions, how's he going to handle all that stuff? So he had the opportunity to do it, and he got the victory against Panama. And remember, Panama went to the World Cup, and the U.S. didn't.
Is that why maybe in two games that could be important? I mean, you got to win the next one. They're going to be favored, I'm assuming, the next one.
Well, they should probably play with their eyes closed and still win it.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Well, that would be favorite on Sunday if they can play with their eyes closed. So that would then set up a possible encounter with Panama. But Panama's got to get past the next opponent.
Yeah, and I think they will. I think they will. But, I'm not so worried right now about who they play in. They should win this game against Curaçao. And, the semifinal game, I think you'll see him beef up his team. What I think you're going to see in the semifinal and the final, if they get there, is really who he does depend on, right? Who are his players that he's depending on? And he's going to go with his strongest players because he'll want to win this Gold Cup. Winning the Gold Cup gives them bragging rights for, you know, controlling the region and being the number one in the region. So it is important to win it. And I think if, let's get Curaçao, if they lose that one, he's fired. I mean, he's done.
Already?
Yeah, I mean.
Really?
There's no way they should lose that game.
I love soccer guys, right? That's why I have Coach on. I mean, I would be like, well, I mean, you have 3 years to the World Cup. You flat out are saying, I don't care what they've done. You did say they need to win with their eyes. They could win with their eyes closed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm being a bit facetious, but still, right. that's the type of game that it is, you know. I said the real test.
That shouldn't be a close game.
They need
game,
to get
if
to the
is,
final of the Gold Cup. They need to play Mexico, and they need a great performance to try and beat Mexico. That'll start to put us back where we need to be as a nation on the world scene.
When you take a look at that, that's going to be a couple of games away again. Let's see if they can get to that point. It's Jamaica, Panama at 4:30 on Sunday. U.S. and Curaçao, like you're saying, at 7 o'clock is when that's going to happen. So you'll get a chance to see. And again, U.S. will play the winner of Jamaica and Panama. Again, that's if the Americans win. That's the men's side over at Gold Cup. So we got to see that yesterday. The goal by Jozy Altidore, it's been a while since he scored.
Yeah.
So is that a good thing?
No, he needed it for his confidence, right? Goal scorers want to score goals, and he scores a great goal. I mean, poorly defended. The goalkeeper was all at sea for it. But when it came to it, it was a great finish. Got his foot over the ball, bicycle kick, back of the net, exactly what he wants. He wants to turn around, look at the coach and saying, you're leaving me out. you know, and the coach obviously came from Columbus Crew, showed some favoritism towards those players, Zardes that came out of there, and some other players that he's shown favoritism to because he's more confident with them. So Altidore did all he had to do as far as getting the goal that was needed, breaking the deadlock, and looking at the coach and saying, you know, this is what I'm here for. Now, the coach has obviously got a role for him. It might be coming off the bench. It might be a very powerful forward coming off, you know, the bench in big games. Or we don't really know yet. And maybe the coach doesn't even know yet. He's just trying to figure this out, you know. So, but great night for him. Great goal. You can see the joy in his face. And what the one thing that I'm starting to sense, and I don't know enough yet, is from what I'm reading, is that all of his squad are starting to buy in, and that's very important. They're trying.
You've always said that, yeah, more than anything else, yeah, is that you, because when you go back to with the disaster, and it was a step-by-step disaster you saw coming, right? And it started with Landon Donovan not being selected a couple World Cups ago, and then he torpedoed, I mean, that run, you know, just destroying the coach, destroying the team, essentially, with that. Then that next World Cup, you didn't even qualify. But to me, it was just that. I mean, when you have one of the most recognized, I mean, he's a studio analyst, for crying out loud, on Fox right now. So whether you like him or not, you like what he did or not, he carried weight. He carried a voice. And you know, it wasn't positive.
Right.
So when you do all of that, it just, you have to put it behind you. So, like, I get to the point where I was listening last night after the game in the commentary, and I'm almost waiting for him to just rip him. It looks like they're, you know, him, Kobe Jones, and they were trying to be positive and trying to say these are the good things that you did. So, but it's all part of doing the buy-in, and I think that's what you need to have.
Yeah, and it's important to win games. Could you imagine if they lost 1-0?
Right.
What the commentary would be like. You see, it's a major difference, and then the pressure goes on the players, and a lot of them are young now and they're not experienced. So it's important to keep winning these games, so they can keep that pressure off. And they say, look, we won the game. So he can still, you know, get done what he needs to get done with the team, the coach I'm talking about. He needs to get done. If he had lost that 1-1-0, which he could do, right. I mean, it wouldn't have been a fair result. But if they lost it 1-0, could you imagine what people would be talking about right now? And the pressure that would be on that team and the pressure on the coach.
Women's World Cup quarterfinals start today. You got England and Norway getting ready to kick off here in about 20 minutes. 2 o'clock is when that happens. Coach, you have obviously the U.S. in that highly anticipated quarterfinal possible matchup that now is going to happen. It's the U.S. taking on France. You're chuckling over there because you said it weeks ago that this could happen. There was talk about the U.S. losing one of the games in the group stage to avoid this. And we were like, stop it. If you think you're the best team, go out there and beat them. Well, here we go. What I want to start out with is this. We saw a little of the preview yesterday on Fox's coverage after the men's Gold Cup game. And they immediately showed defense, that France has players. And I saw one play where you saw a defender two-thirds of the pitch run it and go straight to the goal, you know, keeper's area in anticipation of what then absolutely block a shot on goal that would have gone in.
Yeah,
you know, she beat the other player, beat the goalkeeper, and had a clean, open look. But if that player doesn't hustle and run down there for France – she blocked the goal with her leg, the goal attempt. It would have been a score for the other. So is France a defense-based team or like that, or they hustle?
No, they hustle. I mean, in transition,
that was
an
impressive play, right?
Yeah, so the important part of soccer is the transition of the ball. When it goes to the opposition, you've no time out. How quickly do you adjust to the danger? And one thing that I've noticed over this World Cup with this women's team is there's oftentimes when they cough up the ball that they're very slow to recover. Probably because they're not forced to most of the time, because they win most of their games and they're the best team. And there was a couple of times in the last game when the ball transferred to the other team who counterattacked or started to move up the field, and I saw 5 and 6 U.S. players on the wrong side of the ball not getting back at 100%, not getting back as fast as they possibly could. I think that could hurt them if that doesn't improve. And maybe because they've not been challenged enough for them to have to do that in transition, I think that could be one of their weaknesses. Physically, I think they'll match up very well with the French team. I think it's the cup final. I think this is
really
huge.
Whoever wins this wins it.
Well, look, England's out there and are underachieving. If England can start, playing to their full potential, they'll be there. But they're underachieving right now. To me, this is a cup final tomorrow. This is the biggest game. I mean, there's so much anticipation for this game to see what's going to happen this game. I cannot see it being a blowout. I see it being very close. I see it going to penalties, to be honest with you.
And look, Megan Rapinoe had some comments about going to the White, not going to the White House, whatever. Trump tweeted at her. Yeah. The reason I bring that up is this. Can stuff like that be a distraction right before a big game like this?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand the reason even
yes.
that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, I'm not saying don't have that opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying have that opinion. What I'm saying is I don't understand the timing of it, whether even if you're asked that question.
Yeah.
You know, the response to me would be like, we haven't won the World Cup yet, A. B, we'll talk about that later. Like, you know, I just don't understand the principle of it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in the sports world, and I stay away from the political side of everything all the time because there's nothing to be gained by it. But everybody has a right to say what they want to say.
Agreed.
Right?
And I'm talking about timing.
Yeah,
right
timing,
before this game.
If she's the captain of the team too, Rapinoe, I would definitely stay away from the political side. You don't want any distraction whatsoever. But if you do have one, how do you turn it into a positive? What's the conversation in the locker room, back at the hotel, the training ground about, let's move on. Let's whatever it is, you bring it in. But you know people have different political opinions,
right.
And some bury them, and they don't come out with them, and other ones come out with them.
And the thing, too, is because I've seen it already today, right? ESPN, Fox, and on Twitter and all that. Their U.S. take, you know, and then it's the soundbite of her saying that about I wouldn't go and, you know, the language and all of that. I'm like, and that's my point. Rather than talking about what you just called it, essentially the cup final.
Yeah.
Part of the preview and the chatter and the discussion will be that.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean as to the timing.
Yeah, look, you can't – anyone that says it's not a distraction that hasn't been in a locker room. But if they might have the strength and wherewithal within them to not let anything interfere with what their primary focus is, right? So we don't know, but you'd prefer it didn't happen, put it that way. We just don't know how much it would affect anybody, if it affects them at all. But you would prefer it just wouldn't happen when you're getting ready for this game. Because this game is no joke. This is huge. This game tomorrow is huge.
How do you think it goes? What do you think is the key then for the U.S.? Do you think it's to get out early and get a nice, goal up in front in those first 20 minutes?
Yeah.
To get that? Because I think what I'm getting at with the crowd, home crowd, the longer it goes to where either you're tied or no score or even down, I think the pressure all of a sudden transitions.
Well, if it's the type of game, so we went to a very athletic game.
And by the way, you've been dead on, essentially, on the final scores of these games. So, I'm nervous.
Yeah, the type of game, if it gets – what I would try and do is keep a lot of possession early, let the French run, chase the ball, because if they do that and the Americans can keep the ball, they can take the sting out of the crowd, they can quieten the stadium. If they can keep possession, if they get into a game like they did in the last one, where everything's a physical challenge everywhere, all over the field, you're going to keep the crowd on their feet. You're going to keep them in the game. So it would be nice to keep a bit of possession. It'd be great to score in the first 20, 25 minutes, so that you can kind of quieten the crowd, quieten the stadium, and just play the game out tactically. And they should be able to win it. But you're playing in Europe. You're playing in France. You're playing in Paris. You're playing it, it's like you're going to somebody else's house.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you're trying to destroy it. So it's going to be a massive matchup. There's nothing better for women's soccer than this game tomorrow. I'm just really up for it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just fantastic.
Thinking it's going to be that big.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be 1-1. I think my guess would be it'll go to a penalty shootout. It may be.
Penalty shootout?
Yeah. If I was to put a bet on it, and I'm not a better man, but if I was to put a bet on it, I think it goes to a shootout.
Who wins?
I could be completely wrong. Huh?
Who wins?
Anyone come in and shoot out.
Oh!
Anyone come in and shoot out.
That you've given us winners.
Yeah.
all time. So for you to say that, you think it's going to be a close game?
Yeah, I think the U.S. is the better team, but I think the whole atmosphere and the home game and, France has dealt with some adversity over, going behind or missing penalties or scoring own goals. They've overcome everything. Right, that could destroy a team in a game, and they've done it time and time again. So they'll be in the game. They'll be in the game, I think, from the start. And it's what I really don't want to predict. But if I was going to say it,
no.
I think it's going to be a 1-1 tie.
1-1 into the penalty shootout, and then of course that's when you just sit there and hold your breath and see what happens.
Yeah, I cannot see anybody crumbling tomorrow.
All right.
But the Americans are the better team. They're a better team. But if you look at the brackets. Oh, sorry, if you look who's left in it, it's 7 European teams and 1 American team from North America. No African teams, no Asian teams. Australia's gone. We did say that before the tournament.
Right.
Like in men's soccer, that used to be much more of a prevalent. It's not now because a lot of the players from those other continents play in Europe because there's so much money over there. But in the women's game, it's still a big factor, and I think it'll be a big. It is a factor tomorrow for the U.S. as well.
Head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters. You can follow him over on Twitter at NOLA Jesters, our no name podcast. Something tells me this segment just became the next episode. See what I just did there? I didn't even know it. We're recording it. Thanks as always, coach, for stopping by.
Gotcha.
When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls and open things up. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Boy, you think we're the station of the Pelicans or something, huh? I mean, we got Brian and Nola East. He's got a Pels jersey on, Pels shirt, a little polo. Join the intern still in the polo and hat that we got yesterday at the Pelicans facility. I got the brand new Pels polo as well, the charcoal and gray. And Dino Hansen walking in a Pels red shirt as well. So, oh, that's right, we are the new home for Pelicans basketball. So, yeah, I can understand why. Maybe
love it when
so
the plan comes right together.
You like that at Annapolis? What's up, Dino? How are you?
I'm very well, man.
First time at Vinny's with us, huh?
First time at Vinny's, long overdue with the new flagship station for the Pelicans. I think it's a great marriage, so congratulations to you and Truck and the entire ESPN family, man. It's a great look, great excitement, of course, since this 6'7 guy from Duke came aboard here.
Might have heard of him.
I think once or twice I've heard of him, you know. A huge impact, but, man, yeah. I mean, the excitement is just incredible throughout the city, but of course we're not a basketball city. So.
No, that's right. We don't talk hoops over here. One of the things I want to touch on this quick segment, we'll kind of go recap at the top of the hour all of the little bit of things that's going on in the NBA. I mean, again, a round of applause, guys. A round of applause to Anthony Davis.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah,
waving his $4.1 million trade kicker. Allowing the Lakers to then trade some other players. Who they trade them to?
Mo Wagner.
Yeah, exactly. Just name the team. We don't know who they are.
They went to Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, basically some Skittles.
Some Skittles to Washington to open up. They now have max money. Congratulations to them. Jordan showed us the Sports Nation, right? SB Nation had a starting lineup of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, IDK. As in, I don't know, no, and it was an image not available. And then the next one was an olive, like a real olive holding a basketball with a headband. And Brian found the name of the olive. And
It is. Yeah, found it on the back of his jersey. Uh-huh. Mike Martini.
It's an olive.
Yeah.
Like a legit green olive.
Is it pimento?
Why?
Is his middle name Pimento?
Well, I mean, is he?
Because you know that's the
garlic stuffed. I mean,
because you know there's the regular olive with the seed in the middle, and then there's the olive with the little red pimento in the middle. So, what's his impact?
It's incredible. It sounds like a really good basketball team off the get-go right there.
Let's not forget Carmelo's name has been mentioned now as well.
Carmelo.
Of course, the Rat Pack is getting back together.
There you go, Brian. I mean, you have Carmelo. You have Kyrie come on in. You have the Martini Olive guy and Kuzma and AD and
you
Braun.
You know what? You got about $30 million cap space. Why not trade for Chris Paul now? Make it happen.
Well, because he's $40 million.
Yeah, that's he'll waive the $10 million.
He'll waive
$10 million. Yeah,
he'll just renegotiate his contract.
He'll be the first to ever do it in the NBA. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Since everybody is being so chummy, no one is chummier than LeBron James. Chris Haynes reporting from Yahoo sources. Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James gifting new teammate Anthony Davis his number 23 jersey for the upcoming season. How about that?
Jersey sales, baby.
That's exactly what that is. LeBron says if I can switch jerseys, then we can both make money. You get your money, I get my money, everybody gets some money. This has nothing to do with marketing.
That's your $4 million right there.
There's your $4 million right there.
And B, my brother, let's not forget that it's major news that he has decided that he's possibly going to go back to doing the chalk.
I didn't even see that. That's a real story?
Yes.
Possible. Yeah. That he's going to bring back the chalk this year.
It's a probability.
Wait a minute. This is a story?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We'll ask Rafael Esparza tomorrow to put the odds that the chalk goes. Like, are we? Why are you laughing? This is big news. This is serious news.
It's amazing. LeBron woke up this morning. That's major news, too.
Has that broken, too?
You know.
Did that break up?
I mean.
Like, how did he break up, though?
I have never, ever seen a guy.
About which song did he use to wake up to?
Oh, it's official. He's bringing back
the
number
six. It is official.
Six.
Yahoo sources, ladies and gentlemen. LeBron says he's going to start tossing the chalk yet again, and he might be bringing back the number six. Just add a headband. And Miami Bron is back.
Oh, the league is in trouble now. The chalk toss, number six.
Chalk and headband. Did he not have a headband last year?
No, he stopped wearing it.
Oh, he stopped wearing it? Yeah. Wow, I tell you what, nothing starts
He
trends.
Means business now.
Now, it's on now, Dino. It's on. Why talk about the rest of the league now?
Nothing else is going on. Nothing
Jordan's completely
whatsoever.
Tuned us out. He's like, who cares? Hey, but look, that's headband sales.
Of course.
I mean, this guy's such an entree. He's got it. He understands, right? Go to number six. Those are brand
LA.
New jerseys.
That's why he's in LA.
Because you can only do this in LA. You could not go to the headband and change your jerseys
he's
anywhere.
He's also helping out the radio department.
That's exactly
the LeBron Chalk Toss sponsored by Old Spice.
Oh, there it is.
Boom. Everybody gets a cut.
The Chalk Toss. correct me if I'm wrong, but don't I see, like, during games, one of these attorneys going, with the dramatic music in the background going, if you've used talcum powder and have cancer, give us a call at so-and-so.
Just wait about 2 a.m. a commercial come on, every 5 minutes.
Am I lying or not? I mean, I thought, like, that's why, like, when I had Carver, I could not use powder because, like, it gives you cancer or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying. You're shaking
no, it's
your
really
head
out
at
there.
Being serious. So is he putting people at risk now? By using the chalk talk.
At risk. He's sprinkling LeBron dust on everybody. He's sprinkling greatness. You are all witnesses.
Oh. You all witnesses to cancer.
My gosh.
Not funny. I'm not laughing about that. Oh, there it is.
Bingo.
Brought to you by Old Spice.
Brought to you by Old Spice.
Jeez.
Wow, man.
Insanity. The chalk toss.
Is there anything else? I mean, I feel like every 5 minutes we're getting for some reason from Yahoo Sports.
Just give me a second.
Give me a second.
Well,
it's got to be something else.
Well, come on, let's be honest.
What else is he bringing back?
We all know between now and July 1st,
right?
The stories are going to be rampant about who's going where, what's going to happen. Despite Iggy saying that New York, there's no way in the world KD is leaving. Today, he's decided he's not going to accept. There are going to be a million and one scenarios that are going to be going on between now and July 1st. Everybody has this breaking news story that there's really no validity to. My source tells me. Who's your source?
Yeah, well, Brian has
sauces. I got sauces.
He's got sauces.
Sauces.
James says Chester Cheetah and Tony the Tiger could be the two teammates as well over there in L.A. Travis, what you got, buddy?
I'm going to need y'all to leave my Lakers alone.
Okay? Is this Travis? All right, look, hold on. I want to give you your time since, you know, we're not bagging on him, but you know, we're interested that you have a martini, Olive, apparently, in your starting lineup, and I'm up against the clock, so I want to give you your time. So Travis, hold on. We'll come to you to start the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Goodness, right, you figured you talk about LeBron, all of a sudden, guess who pops up?
Well, that's how the kingdom works. I mean, there is a, you know, somebody in charge of
communications. Brian Windhorst better watch himself, because Travis is just aiming for that
what
number one scribe
spot.
About
all this? Why do we not have sound bites, Jordan the intern, on the ESPN sound bank of Windhorst talking about the headband is back?
Well, because it's no validity to any of these stories until Wendy breaks it. Oh. So now it's just speculation.
Okay. Speculate. What else are you speculating, Brian, that's up next from LeBron and AD?
Oh, give me a second. I'll contact my sources, and we'll see if I can confirm exactly what's going on.
The TV show Bosom Buddies will return.
Oh, man.
Bert and Ernie. Yeah.
Look, it's about the children.
Name a better duo.
Well, there you go, Bert and Ernie. Look at Jason. He's praying that this happens in L.A. Carmelo Anthony. Who else do we want in there? The implosion team instead of Banana Boat. We'll call them the implosion team.
Ooh.
Jimmy Butler. Yeah, that'll work out
he
real
just said
well.
Bring Allen Iverson back.
Allen Iverson?
Oh, my gosh.
AI.
It's the senior citizen YMCA, 50 and above team.
Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.